Hi, John. This is Kyle from Tavern Tales. I'm also on Twitter at TavernTalesDM. You may have noticed back in late November that I added you on Twitter. It was deliberate because this is your Christmas gift. It's a whole lot longer than it's supposed to be, and probably took a heck of a lot more effort than I think we were supposed to put into this. But for me, podcasting is all about community, and everything that we've generated from IPM and all of the different podcasts that we put out, TTRPGs are all about community. So here's a little bit of yours. Hi, this is Kyle from Tavern Tales. Here is a tweet from January 10th. Decided to finish editing a short scene I was inspired to write about a character I played last year.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Nathan, and I'm at Not Another Nate and at Dark Sun Podcast. And here is a tweet from January 13th. Joined a second podcast and recorded first session tonight. I'm really excited for its release.
Hi, this is Sarah Jordan from Onyx Path's Aberrant 2.0 Game Community Service. This is a tweet sent on the 14th of January. I'm appreciating all rule sets with properly indexed and bookmarked PDFs right about now.
This is Sarah Ray Werner from the Girl in Space podcast. Here's a tweet on January 15th, 2019. It's been a while since I've shared any art for my character. This is my first attempt at a character I'll be playing in the near future.
Here's a retweet from January 16th. You need to get your act together at Jiffy Lube.
This is Tessa from Nerdsmith, and here is a retweet from January 16th. I've joined at the Guildcast podcast, hashtag Heroes of Cypher. I'm really excited. Here's the first episode.
This is Nimoy from the Flight Risk podcast. Here's a tweet on January 19th. Looking forward to this. I loved this game as a kid. Link to Netflix's Carmen Sandiego.
This is Nomadic from the Rise of the Demigods podcast. And here's a tweet from January 20th. Watching Life Force after a recommendation. Time to find out what I got myself into.
This is Megan from the Redacted Files podcast. Here's a tweet on January 20th. ...
This is Richard Kreutz Landry from the Descent into Midnight design team. Here's a post from January 24th. It took 7 years for me to find this post, and I'm glad I did.
Hi, this is Senda from She's a Super Geek, and Panda Stalking Games, and Gnome Stew, and some other stuff, I guess. And here's a retweet from January 26th. By back of my mind, I mean I have them statted out, crafted a loose background, thought about how they would meet, and I'm worrying about all the likely ways I'll embarrass myself in this imaginary scenario.
Hi, my name is Bianca Zelda from the Broadswords, and here is a retweet from January 29th, 2019. Important message. RPGs aren't movies. Players, don't sit back and wait for the DM to entertain you. Take a vested interest in making the experience engaging for everyone.
This is Matthias from Flight Risk. Tweet, 29th of January, 2019. This was the break room whiteboard this week. I felt like it needed to be shared.
This is Veronica from Welcome to St. Paxton. Here's a tweet from January 29th, 2019. I just backed Awakened, - NPCs and Companions for 5e on at Kickstarter link.
This is Stacy from Welcome to St. Paxton. Here's a tweet from February 1st, 2019. Just looked at my blood pressure meds and realized at CVS Pharmacy put the wrong dosage, possibly the wrong pills, in when filing my prescription, ...
Hi, this is Allison from Calling Darkness. Here's a tweet from February 4. It is important to know that different players have different expectations. I'll freely admit that I still haven't figured it out for a handful of my players. Reality refracted. Know how your players have fun.
Hi, this is Dan from the Fanable Podcast Network, and here's a tweet from 8th of February of 2019. Real talk. At Katsushiro, at Fandible. When will Jack Stallion's Three Goblins in a Trench Coat brand beer hit the market?
Here's a retweet from February 8th. Definitely some solid player advice. 6 and 7 are easily the biggest ones to me.
February 11th. Overly fastidious question. If you share something on Discord, is it bad form to add a reaction to your own post? Asking for a friend.
February 14th. If you love both D&D actual play and radio drama, you should be listening to At The Broadsores, hashtag Broad Squad.
Hi, this is Billy from the Fandible Podcast Network. And here's a tweet from February 19th. My 6-year-old tried to sneak out of the house with a cape tucked up his sleeve. My wife said, I blame you. I'm okay with this.
This is Angela from the Fandible Podcast Network. Here's a tweet from February 22nd, 2019. So this was a car dealership infomercial playing when I was out for lunch.
Here's a retweet on the 26th of February. GMs that misuse their authority don't make having roles with authority a bad thing.
This is Paige from D&D and Paige on Twitter. Here's a tweet on February 2nd. These days, if I run fantasy, it's going to be an urban setting. The social aspect of adventuring in a city is my jam. Reality refracted. Urban or rural?
This is a tweet sent on the 22nd of February. It might just be me, but when I switch Twitter to night mode on the desktop, the blue text hurts my eyes.
Here's a retweet on the 24th of February. Things were going so well until lawyers got involved.
Hi, this is Michael Ross from the RPG Academy. Here's a retweet from February 26th. You can store anything in Hammerspace.
And here's a tweet from February 26th. When I'm in a bad mood, I listen to Macho Man Randy Savage's old wrestling promos because they're ridiculous and make me happy. Oh yeah!
This is Faye Onyx from Writing Alchemy. Here's a tweet on March 1st, 2019. It is so frustrating to have your kids get graded on a 4-point scale and have a teacher tell you that a 3 is the highest they can give to kids. If it's impossible, why is there a 4 at all?
Hello, this is Kristen from the Broadswords, and here's a tweet from March 1st, 2019. I watched What We Do in the Shadows over at a friend's house last night. It really fit my weird sense of humor. Now I want to see the American version.
This is Carl Jordan, on Twitter as RPG Carl, from the Onyx Path channel's Aberrant 2.0 game Community Service, and We Are Nerdsmith channel's City of Mist Noir game Obscurum. This is a tweet from March 3rd. Me. I only spend about 43 minutes preparing for my game. Also me. So, we're just gonna ignore the 4 hours you spent staring into space thinking about the game? Me again. Sorry, what? I was thinking about something.
This is Tom Fritchman from the Redacted Files, kinda. Here's a tweet on March 3rd. My son came in and tried to scare me with a Five Nights at Freddy's mask. I said, in disappointment. Really? Come on. That isn't even the scariest Freddy. I am nailing this parenting thing.
This is Kim from the Redacted Files and Misfits of Space podcasts. And here's a tweet from March 5th, 2019. People always talk about the weather, but I rarely see it get mentioned in games except for raining when someone is sad. Is it weird that one of the first things I think about when planning a session is what is the weather like?
Hello, this is Acer from the Amberclave podcast. Here's a tweet from March 7th, 2019. I don't think diversity stretch goals are meant to check a box, but they do feel that way. Diversity stretch goals make it seem that diversity is an optional rule.
Hi, this is Will.
This is a tweet from March 8th. Am I the only one that felt like Cha-Cha and Hazel that were the best part of At Umbrella Acad?
Hi, this is Mike from the Redacted Files podcast, and here's a tweet from March 9th. An excellent breakdown of their approach to character creation.
March 14th. When you say a joke on a podcast and you're certain no one gets your strange sense of humor, and then a listener mentions how funny it was. It's the best feeling.
Here's a tweet from March 17th. Watched Soul Eater since it's on Netflix. It went a bit overboard with the fan service initially, but it had the right amount of silliness to seriousness for me. I liked it aesthetically. The depiction of the madness was interesting. Unfortunately, the end was pretty bad.
Tweet, 18th of March, 2019. I went to my primary care physician to have a memory test done. It was a single sheet of paper with questions filled out by a student worker. I got billed $180. Way to make money at Duke Health.
This is Marie Claire from What the Force podcast. Here's a tweet from March 18th, 2019. I had a disturbing dream last night. I did what any decent person would do.
I wrote it down with ideas on how to inflict it on my friends in our next game session.
Here's a tweet from March 19th.
I've been demonstrating once again how I still don't know how the Twitters works.
Here's a retweet on March 9th, 2019.
When I was a kid, I kept my curtain closed and all the lights out because I thought the darkness gave me advantage, since I knew my house better than any monster and or ninja.
Here's a retweet on the 22nd of March, Friday. Master of the Flying Guillotine, Black Panther, Into the Spider-Verse, Equilibrium. You got good taste in movies.
Here's a tweet from March 23. Just watched Mortal Engines with my wife. It was better than I expected, though to be honest, I thought it would be terrible. Felt like a diesel steampunk version of Star Wars, but with facial scars instead of lost hands.
This is James Malloy from the Protean City Comics Podcast, and here's a retweet from the 26th of March, 2019, which happens to be my birthday. Depressing to read about the part technology is playing in isolating people.
This is a tweet sent on the 28th of March. I just backed Welcome to Tycor, the Swordsfall RPG setting and art book on Kickstarter.
Hi, this is Robin from Tavern Tales Jr. This is a tweet from March 29th. Talking over expectations can avoid a lot of frustration and uncertainty. Reality reflected. Setting the social contract. Linked.
This is Ryan from Character Creation Cast. Here's a tweet from 29th of March. Had fun playing Lady Blackbird tonight with my fellow playing at Surium 247 at MOS Tricks at Steamboat 77 and at Feverwood. I hope at Acer Tolentino doesn't make us have to do some sort of illegal pit fighting to get the fuel and supplies we need next week. That would be terrible. Angel smiling emoji.
This is Shauna from the Amberclave Podcast. Here's a retweet from March 6th. The hidden message behind the alertness feed is, I don't want to be surprised, period. No, not even in that corner case you thought of just now.
Hi, this is Aaron from Tavern Tales. This tweet is from April 5th. At first, he didn't have much going on for him other than making enough coin to settle down. After meeting a young girl named Lucy, protecting her became the thing driving him. When he learned she was the queen, he founded her for a while, but ultimately protecting her won out.
This is a reply from April 5th.
A large man with an unkempt beard, in leather armor, with hair wrapped beneath a fiery red scarf. He had a scimitar, a short sword, and daggers hidden everywhere.
And here's a reply from the 5th of April of 2019. He likes games of skill, where no one is around to see him. He spends time writing memoirs he never intends on sharing with anyone, because it might undermine his carefully crafted image.
This is Dwayne Feenstra from the Flight Risk Podcast, with a reply on April 5th, 2019. Morgan was good at meeting people, but because of his past, he had difficulty with letting any friendships form. Over the course of the campaign, despite very different opinions, he developed a friendship with Father Martonis, a radiant servant of Pelor, and a human cleric.
Here's a reply from the 5th of April. Fighter variant, Thug.
Here's a reply from April 5th. Neutral good, but tried hard to be chaotic neutral. Or at least appear that way.
Hi, this is Paige from Tavern Tales. This tweet is from April 5th, 2019. Necessity. Morgan walked into what he believed was a normal tavern and became ensnared and lost in time with other members of the party. After escaping and finding ourselves in a different time and place, he kind of just had to survive in the beginning.
Here's a reply on April 5th, 2019. Dark leather armor. Black pants and boots beneath a red, fur-trimmed long coat with hidden pockets. He has a fiery red head-wrap scarf, a bandolier of knives, and a thick leather sash belted around his waist.
Here is a reply on April 5th, 2019. Morgan Roberts.
This is Steph Midlock from the Atherbeth Podcast. Here's a reply on the 5th of April, 2019.
He was 33 years of age at the start of the campaign.
This is Tess from RPG Casts. This is a reply from April 5th. He's actually quiet and reserved. He behaves loud and surly because that is the persona that stuck when he first signed on as a corsair to get away from the city of his birth.
April 6th. Archaeologists discover world's oldest breakup letter at Neo-Babylonian site. Link.
Hey, this is Jesus of the Fanable Podcast Network. April 7th. The next door neighbor's kids came by with friends to ask me to give them a ride to the carnival. I assumed he was wanting to go with my son, his alleged friend. But he corrected me. He just wanted me to drive him and his friends. My son wasn't invited. WTF, next door neighbor's kid.
Here's a tweet from April 9th, 2019. Hashtag D&D selfie. I'm playing D&D again, so that qualifies me for this, I suppose. I was one of the lucky fans of the broadsword selected to play in a monthly game. I'm a podcaster on the Actual Play TRF podcast that plays systems including Delta Green, Gumshoe, Fate, Cypher Citizen, etc.
This is a reply from April 9th, 2019. Ha, thanks. I'll tell my wife. Shirts like these are her doing, and I'm sure she'll appreciate the compliment.
And here's a tweet from April 13th. I think I play XCOM the way all the people around me play Dragon Age. I spent all this morning color coordinating all my troops with their bondmates and using the in-game poster maker.
This retweet is from April 15th. If your dragons aren't eating properly, you need to make out with someone in front of them to increase their appetite, apparently.
Here's a retweet from April 15th. Three of my favorite people talking about their characters. Smiley face.
Here's a reply on April 15th. Morgan blames a sorceress for his father's death. He believed magic was the reason he'd been killed by a jealous pasha. After building a new life, he was caught up in a lich's magic tavern. He feared associating with magic or casters and that it would doom him, like his father.
Here's a reply from April 23rd. Despite spending the entire morning telling myself it isn't in the budget, I just backed Fate of Cthulhu on Kickstarter. And they included the link.
This retweet is from April 24th, 2019. Five jobs I've had. One, babysitter. Two, summer camp counselor. Three, McDonald's cashier. Four, level 2 support IBM. Five, systems programmer NCSU.
This is Velvet Divine from Flight Risk and Stories of a Broken Sun. And this is a retweet from April 24, 2019.
Five TTRPG characters I've played. One, Goliath Rune Priest with a Boulder Holy Symbol, D&D 4th Edition. Two, Microbot Swarm, Fate. Three, Priest of Makram, whose robe was his spell components, Fate. Four, Human Paradox, head of a marijuana co-op, The Strange. Five, Elf Santa Scaper, Santa CQR Martians.
April 28th, 2019, tweet.
The Night King fell victim to the okie dokie. Hashtag Game of Thrones.
Tweet. 5th of May, 2019. U.S. Senator introducing legislation banning loot boxes in games aimed at minors.
Here is a tweet from May 5th.
My son said I had a Bowser Jr. for a heart. I don't know. This might be the Bowser Jr. talking, but I'm okay with it. Also,
you'll never be able to rescue the princess!
Here's a tweet on May 13th, 2019. Not surprised about how it went down last night, but that was brutal.
Here's a retweet from May 13th. That's amazing. I haven't made balloon animals since I was a kid, but this makes me want to pick it back up. Open parentheses. Tweet about an isopod insect balloon animal. Close parentheses.
Here's a tweet from May 15th, 2019. This is something that can't be said enough. Reality refracted. As long as it is fun for you and your group, link to article.
Here is a tweet from May 18th. I've been trying to get a game going of Evil Hat Official's Venture City for 3 years now. I'm super excited to get to play Fake Core! Hashtag TTRPG! Hashtag RPG!
This is a tweet from May 21st. Seems like Belgium is getting blacklisted by game companies for enforcing their loot box law.
Here's a tweet from the 26th of May, 2019. Younger son, playing in the hall.
Who wants some awesome?
Me. Pokes head out of bedroom. I would like some awesome.
Older son, walking dramatically into the hall. Don't you have enough awesome?
Me. No, awesome is like milk. You have to get more awesome or your awesome will go bad.
The more you know, GIF.
Here is a tweet from May 26th.
Of course, this is the weekend the AC dies.
May 29th, a tweet. Flaws versus limitations. Open parentheses, link to the article, close parentheses.
Here's a retweet from May 29. 1. John Madden Football. 2. Tekken. 3. Ecom. 4. Final Fantasy Series. 5. Heroes of the Storm.
Here's a tweet from May 31st, 2019. Friend is coming down for my B-Day. Little does he know that he is going to be a guinea pig for a game I'm running tomorrow.
Here's a tweet from the 3rd of June, 2019. I was having issues with my hearing aid Sunday. I spent most of my lunch smiling and nodding at my friends. Some plans get canceled, so we were able to find a quiet place to continue to talk afterwards. Sometimes I forget how huge my hearing aid has been to my quality of life.
And here's a retweet on June 5th, Windfall. A money user errs in your favor. Collect 200 gold pieces.
Here's a retweet from June 5th, 2019. My box of cables is old enough to drink this year.
Here's a tweet from June 8th. I don't know how anyone who has seen those maps could lie about them not being gerrymandered with a straight face. Link to a Slate article about gerrymandering.
Here's a tweet from the 9th of June, 2019. Figured I'd brush the dust off my Instagram and actually start using it again.
This is Michael Ross from the RPG Academy. Here's a tweet from June 12th. Last night on Delta Green, discovering a botanical cult using a dating app to harvest its victims. At Curium247, at Moss_Tricks, and I have to root out cultists that supplanted police and FBI members and swipe left on a bloodthirsty plant creature to save the day. Hashtag Delta Green.
June 21st. I've never been more glad for the weekend.
Here's a tweet on June 26th. I'm pretty sure we lost a decent chunk of audio last night to hysterical laughter during our Venture City game. I've been wanting to play it for years, and it's been well worth the wait. At Evil Hat Official, hashtag TTRPG.
This is Nimoy from the Flight Risk Podcast. Here's a tweet on the 27th of June. Our kids are visiting their grandma, and now the house feels eerily quiet this morning. I can hear the birds and bugs outside. I'm so used to all the noise the boys produce that I don't know what to do with all this quiet. Stressed happy emoji.
This is a tweet from June 28th.
Not sure if I'm watching Jessica Jones or Hello Neighbor!
Here's a tweet on 28th of June, 2019. So, it turns out that my walking shoes were a big part of the problem I have been experiencing with my calf and Achilles. Hopefully, with the right pair of shoes, I'll be back to my regular walking schedule.
This is a retweet from July 1st. I can't wait for all the great content coming in September for the 2019 edition of International Podcast Month. I'm especially excited to be chosen as one of the GMs and for the opportunity to GM for two amazing people and players.
Here's a tweet on the 13th of July, 2019. At the T-Rex races! On your mark, get set, roar!
Link to the T-Rex race.
Here is a tweet from July 14th, 2019. Watch Into the Spider-Verse again. I'm going to have to start putting it on my calendar so I can schedule around it.
July 15th, 2019. Tweet. Word filters don't apply to retweets.
And here's a tweet on July 22nd, 2019. Week vacation and the hashtag TTRPG withdrawal is real.
This is Dwayne Feenstra from the Flight Risk Podcast, and here is a tweet from July 26th, 2019. I had to use my step counter to figure out if I ate lunch today. Apparently, I did not.
This is a retweet from August 3rd. This story made me happy and makes a great point. To get started with the TTRPG, the major requirement is the want to create fun and interesting characters and stories.
And here's a tweet from August 5th, 2019. Well, I'm extremely lucky. After cleaning, my wife propped the mic stand half on a piece of wood, and it was tilted to one side, but was somehow balanced by the mic, which was unseated and caught up in a ragged t-shirt I used to reduce echo. It's been like that for over a week. Worried faced emoji.
Hi, this is Will, and this is a tweet from August 5th. It was an accident, but still never challenging her to Jenga.
Hi, this is Allison from Copperheart, and here's a tweet from August 6th. Happy birthday, at Boo Day!
Hi, this is Kristen from the Broadswords, and here is a retweet from the 6th of August.
You know what you did for a Klondike bar.
Open bracket. Image of polar bear at your window. Close bracket.
And here's a reply from the 12th of August of 2019. Share. I have been a part of an organized playgroup that's an amalgam of tabletop RPG, RP chat, adventure logs, and short stories. The sessions are character-driven, GMs take part in RP chat, and the stories are often co-authored. GMs and players, 25 plus usually, take part in shared storytelling.
August 12th, space. Some of my favorite games and some favorite characters come from here. They range from honor-bound hotshot fighter pilot, Mai Tai, to unstable microbot cluster Glitch. The latter I intend to mention and share a picture of every hashtag RPG a day.
This is Nomadic from the Rise of the Demigods podcast, and here's a reply on August 12th, 2019. First, my first TTRPG experience was DMing AD&D 2E for myself, age 8. I was fair, generous, and had no idea what I was doing. Therefore, I let myself play a troll cleric named Stump. Stump liked to hunt dinosaurs because dinosaurs were cool! Flawed logic detect.
Here is a reply from August 12th. Engage. Going in a different direction. I'm an extrovert, bracket, psychic vampire, bracket. For better or worse, I've learned I engage in TTRPGs as much as the most engaged person at the table. I love playing with engaged people. Conversely, I tend to check out if no one else is engaged.
This is Matthias from Flight Risk. Reply from August 12th, 2019. Unique, my half-orc, half-intelligent chain whip. The orc was an aging leader, shunned for growing weak, and the chain whip part of a trove of magic artifacts discarded by an archmage. They merged personas due to their similarities and strong feelings of rejection.
Here's a reply from August 13, 2019. Obscure. I'm forgoing the one-page RPGs and one-shots to talk about honor and intrigue. It's everything I wanted from Seventh Seas without the frustrating mechanics I despise. A 2d6 system with attributes appropriate for sailing the high seas and jobs instead of skills, which I strongly prefer.
This is a reply from August 13th, Familiar. I'm not much of a pet person and can count all my familiars on one hand. What I have had a lot of? Symbiotes. Haunting ghosts, and psychic passengers. And I love them. Nothing says familiar like psychic gaslighting.
Here's a reply on August 13th, 2019. Focus. So, anyone that has gamed with me knows I'm scatterbrained and can't remember anything. Fortunately, I don't become more scatterbrained when I take notes. So, my memory has been subverted by unnecessary amounts of notes, making my playstyle a well-annotated dumpster fire.
August 13th, Ancient. I really don't have anything for Ancient. Most of my really old gaming stuff went missing when my family moved south. I suppose talking about moving south as a kid is ancient history.
This is Mark from Coruscant Knights Podcast, and here's a reply on the 13th of August, 2019. Examine, possibly unpopular opinion, I only use perception notice checks in contested situations. Any other time, I provide all there is to see to PCs. Things might need further investigation with other skills, but only stealthing creatures get perception check.
Greetings, comrade. This is Megan from the Redacted Files podcast, using a stunning Russian accent. I will read you a tweet from August 13, 2019. Critical. Hot take. I don't like house rules for critical. One of the few familiars I have is this pet peeve. I don't like the homemade critical tables or the idea that a skilled master has a 5% failure rate. I can't be reasoned with here. I suppose I'm critical of criticals.
This is Tess from RPG Casts, and this is a retweet from August 16th. I'm Atari, 2600 years old.
This tweet is from August 28th. Guide. The most fun to be had in a hashtag TTRPG is GMing for new players. To have new players sitting at the table with real interest is amazing, and if they leave feeling like their interest was rewarded, I've done my job. It's the best feeling.
August 28th, 2019. Retweet. It looks like TSA finally lowers the boom on Star Wars thermal detonator coke bottles. One more time. This is Bianca from the Broadswords. Thank you.
Here's a reply from August 28th. Dream. I have a penchant for the existential and whimsical. Dreams and dreamlike states are always a centerpiece for my games. They're great for expressing thoughts and ideas without boring and mundane limits. And that's really what I want when I think of fantasy.
Here's a reply on August 28th. Door. This is weird, but thanks to bad experience with gacha DMs, I have slightly negative feelings towards doors. In an unpleasant crawl, the party started to make checklists for doors based on hinges, material, location, etc. I think we got to procedure F before I left.
This tweet is from August 28th. You know what I love? Being insulted by people I know because of where I grew up and liking sports. It's my favorite thing.
Hi, this is Senda from She's a Super Geek, and Panda's Talking Games, and Gnome Stew, and some other stuff, I guess. And this is a reply from August 28th. Mystery. I'm pretty terrible both at crafting and solving them in RPGs. I always fall for the red herring and believe the people lying to me. I'm straightforward to a fault. I'm probably the poster child for lawful stupid when it comes to mystery.
This is Velvet Divine from Flight Risk and Stories for Broken Sun, and this is a reply on August 28th, 2019.
Friendship. I've met many awesome people through a shared interest in TTRPG, but I'm not a person that can easily flip that switch from a person being an associate to a friend. However, I've been fortunate to meet people I genuinely consider friends.
Here's a tweet from the 4th of September, 2019. I'm listening to episode 116 of the She's a Super Geek podcast, and it has been amazing. When it was determined that Love wasn't getting help because the hiring emails were going to a vacant manager's email, a small part of me died. Then the rest of me died laughing. Crying happy face emoji. Ghost emoji.
Here's a tweet from September 5th, 2019. Learned a few things I wasn't even aware of from @Rion42. At @writing_alchemy and Mimsy, dive into accessibility in the RPG community. Hashtag IPM 2019. Link to podcast episode.
Here's a tweet from September 7th, 2019. Had my third session of Savage Worlds with my oldest son. It was a lot of fun. At the end of the session, his first response was, "Woo, that was tense, but he had fun." We talked about a few NPCs introduced in the session. It's awesome seeing him invested in the game.
This is Patrick from the Redacted Files. A tweet from the 7th of March.
I just patched Witch Plus Crift, a 5e supplement on Kickstarter. Link.
Here is a tweet from September 7th. Really difficult choices, but Journey Away is one of my favorites so far. Hashtag IPM 2019.
And here's a tweet from the 8th of September of 2019. I got some cool swag from @Curium247 and @AcerTolentino. Thanks so much.
Here's a reply from September 10th, 2019. 5 skills. Drawing, writing, GMing, listening, programming.
Here's a reply from September 10th. When I was young, I thought my name was really boring, but now I really like it. It is unique and I really like how my full initials look in cursive.
September 10th.
I haven't gone to many conventions because my anxiety makes it almost impossible for me to travel alone. All the traveling I have done has been with family. Unfortunately, the wife isn't at all interested in TTRPG. It's one of the things I really wish I could get over.
September 10th, 2019. I didn't like fried chicken when I was a kid because my grandma didn't use salt or really any seasoning. My parents didn't force me to eat it, so I didn't have to eat it. I didn't give it another try until my teens. Now, I enjoy my occasional trip to Bonjangles.
And here's a reply from September 10th. Usually, like 6.5 hours after I go to sleep, almost like clockwork.
Here's a reply on September 10, 2019.
A big orange sweatshirt with purple writing and purple jeans with a puffy starter jacket and a Kelly Green Eagle's skull cap. Rest assured, anything I wore that matching was purely coincidental.
Here's a tweet from September 14th, 2019. I had a lot of fun recording this session with two amazing players, at writing_alchemy and at editrxw. Bonus points because I got to play Forthright Open Roleplay. Check out this hashtag IPM 2019 RPG one-shot called The Case of the Missing Hope.
Here's a retweet from the 18th of September.
Zylaria Polymorphar, very fascinating and really creepy.
Hey there, John. This is Matt from the Redacted Files podcast. I have here a reply from September 20th, 2019. Being that I, in New York City, being able to talk to birds is amazingly useful for learning people's secrets. Bonus points because there is a fey pigeon named Bagel Pigeon, which I cannot wait to talk to.
Hi, this is Mike from the Redacted Files podcast. Here's a tweet. On September 20th, I received possibly one of the coolest magic items from my GM. It's a hedge-spun ear given by an elven princess of the Sky Couture, my mentor. It allows her to whisper secrets in the ear and grants me the ability to speak to birds and request assistance by singing my request.
Here's a tweet on September 23rd, 2019. My attempts to write the last couple of days have been super frustrating. I spent the better part of 3 days and only have about 1,200 words to show for it. The upside is I am pretty happy with the 1,200 words I did write.
This is Sarah Ray Werner from the Girl in Space podcast. And here is a tweet from September 25th, 2019. I am 3 days late in calling my best friend since college on his birthday. I am officially a monster.
And here is a tweet from September 30th. I talked about Faith with Curium247 and Acer Tolentino, which is always fun, but I probably should stop giving Acer ideas.
Here's a tweet on 3rd of October, 2019. I'll be playing Hero High soon. Teen drama sad face emoji. Upside is I get to play with a few people I wouldn't get to game with otherwise. I'll play any hashtag TTRPG for friends. ... But I won't play that. I had to. Sorry? Crying while laughing emoji.
This is Veronica from Welcome to St. Paxton. Here's a retweet on October 10th, 2019. I've accepted that when my mom visits, I'm watching romance movies with her. So I think this is a reasonable list of my demands. Link to Netflix article.
October 11th, 2019. Retweet. This offers a few mature and a less than mature approach to removing a player from a group. Open parentheses, link to Lifehacker article. Close parentheses.
This is Mark from Coruscant Knights podcast. Here's a tweet on the 19th of October, 2019. Streamed Fate last night. We'll play a Mouse Guard Halloween game later today. And then recording a Cypher stream AP tonight. Hopefully I have enough juice left for tomorrow's outing with the boys and the Savage World game for my eldest.
Here's a reply. On September 10th, I'm colorblind, so I don't fully appreciate specific shades, but I'd say Kelly Green for my favorite football team, the Eagles.
October 20th. The Mouse Guard game was so much fun.
I played an insectarist apiarist with a bee named Terry and made friends along the way, an emotional support dung beetle named Juice. We helped Lord Edward, a mouse with a gothic-style manor on the edge of a cliff, and saved Ravensfield.
Hi, this is Dan from the Fandible Podcast Network. Here's a tweet from 23rd of October. I've been hiding my keys, so my wife doesn't notice the fact that I duct taped one onto my keychain instead of getting a replacement from the locksmiths. Despite the fact that I drive past one every day, I've chosen to live a lie instead of taking 20 minutes to replace it. Hashtag adulting and stuff.
The 25th of October. Tag yourself. I'm Sassin Boy. I've fortunately learned to temper the behavior in my old age. Sometimes.
Hey, this is Jesus of the Fanable Podcast Network. Tweet from October 27th. Thanks to strong leadership, quit wit, tactical awareness, and unique ability to put teammates in positions of success. Completely not narcissistic. Colonel Zan, at ENGRPE, at Curium247, at Moss_tricks, performed another smooth as silk recon of the Imperial Rebel Prison on Santar 4.
This is Aaron from Tavern Tales. This reply is from October 28th. There aren't any monsters specifically. I've run most of the monsters I'm interested in. There are a bunch I'd like to use in a different setting where they aren't necessarily monsters.
This is Angela from the Fandible Podcast Network. Here's a reply from October 28th, 2019. Ever since I played the game IA Wolf Among Us, I have really wanted to do a game set in that world. Alternatively, I would love to run a campaign in the setting for XCOM 2 where players are regular citizens.
Hi, this is Billy from the Fandible Podcast Network. This is a reply from October 28th, 2019. I sort of like encounters that are blended too. I get super bored with straight combat. However, a combat situation with a social or exploration goal that is in opposition to the simplistic goal of killing everything can make a fight entertaining.
This is Carl Jordan, on Twitter as RPGCarl. From the Onyx Path channel's Aberrant 2.0 game Community Service, and We Are Nerdsmith channel's City of Mist Noir game Obscurum. This is a reply from October 28.
Vault of the Dracolich. It was a battle interactive, but also the only dungeon delve that didn't feel like a chore for me.
August 28th, 2019. Tweet. 1. I love to GM one player TTRPGs. You don't have to make story concessions for multiple players, divvy up spotlight time, or sacrifice pacing to maintain turn order. I've also developed an appreciation for actual play podcasts in this format as well.
Here's a reply from October 28th. Nighbox, Mace of Valor. Okay, first off, Nighbox is not a pious magic smith. But at more than reasonable prices, this magic inspires people into a frenzy, protecting them from fear. It also flares up and creates a 10-foot banner advertisement for Nighbox.
This is Marie Claire from What the Force Podcast. This is a reply on October 28th, 2019. Sera, she was a one-off character meant to give the PC a quest. The PC convinced this zero-level commoner to fight goblins, and from the moment she rolled 18 to 20s for the better part of 6 years, she was fiery, an extrovert, wrote champ books, and occasionally shipped allies.
What's up, everybody? This is Nathan from at NotherNotherNate and at DarkSunPodcast on Twitter, and here is a reply from October 28, Anna Maria and the nameless Al-Halal. Al-Halal's merchant arcade appeared at the port in Siren's Call docked, offering stories and useful items for favors. When she was dying in El Dorado, he appeared and offered her one final deal for the story of the Vampire Queen.
This is Paige from D&D and Paige on Twitter. Here's a reply on October 28th. Dindin was a powerful fae that was corrupted by the Far Realm. His followers had found a way to help him escape banishment by the Archmage. Dindin's corrupt songs weaken victims' wills, and those within his aura dance the unsafety dance to death.
Here's a reply on the 28th of October. I have cameoed a character, but it is because they fit the story, not to make a big deal out of it. I constantly have to deal with people machine gunning memes that I don't get, and I don't want to do that to other people.
This is Tessa from Nerdsmith, and here's a reply from October 28th. The Phoenix. They were obsessed with rebirth and the guardian of a miniature city of an extinct people. They took their duty as guardian of the city seriously, but wanted to lose because their rebirth day gift meant shiny new feathers and being free from their obligations.
Here's a reply from the 29th of October, Gary. Gary was hired to rescue a lady held by House Lyrandar after her botched heist. Gary convinced an informant to join the heist, sucker punched out a mage, and got in a magic shootout with guards. Their successful escape at the facility rendered Gary unconscious.
Hi, this is Paige from Tavern Tales. This reply is from October 29th, 2019. Alexander Jaeger, leader of a group of German mercenary that outmaneuvered the PC, taking the PC's pirate ship, leaving them in their scuttled ship. I expected the PCs to fight. Instead, they convinced him to help them escape Newport and then press-ganged them into the new crew.
This is Ryan Bolter from Character Creation Cast. Here's a reply on 29th of October, 2019. 17. I'm an amiable killer GM. From modules, a dozen or so in the Encounters program, 3 TPKs during the early part of the D&D Next playtest, and 1 in a mud session. I've had a few deaths. TPKO when I homebrew. There were story complications prepared to spare PCs from death.
Hi, this is Sarah Jordan from Onyx Path's Aberrant 2.0 Game Community Service. This is a reply sent the 29th of October.
I enjoy playing martial characters, so I enjoy running games for those types of characters.
This is Dwayne Feenster from the Flight Risk Podcast. And here's a tweet from October 31st, 2019. The last few weeks, I felt a little guilty for not having the Twitter app on my phone. I have so many DMs recently with questions waiting for me when I finally get around to manually check. However, not guilty enough to actually reinstalling, though.
This is Tom Fritchman from the Redacted Files, kinda. Here's a tweet from November 7th. Just finished watching Daybreak. It was far better than I thought it would be going in. I enjoyed every episode. There were a lot of interesting little details that really made the show for me.
Hello, this is Acer from the Redacted Files podcast. A tweet from November 12th, 2019. Looks like Disney hasn't given up on trying to erase the fact Han shot first.
Hi, this is Kim from Misfits of Space. Here's a tweet on November 12th, 2019. The Firefly RPG is very poorly organized. The term step back appears 164 times in the game book, but isn't in basic gameplay section. It's defined in a sidebar in the TV episode guide. I suppose I'm happy it was defined at all, considering other game books I've read recently.
This is Velvet Divine from Stories of a Broken Sun, and this is a tweet from November 12th, 2019.
That moment when you gotta answer a question about Disney, realize that all of your favorite characters are villains, and it makes you laugh. Oh, does it make you laugh? Mwahahahahahahaha. I mean, I feel really terrible about it.
This is Patrick from the Redacted Files. Here's a retweet on 18th of November.
Lawful good? Saying I'm lawful good for anything makes me sad.
This is Shauna from the Amberclave podcast. Here's a retweet from November 12th.
I hope you're spending as much time eating bugs as you are playing with those fangs, pal. Now where did my wife hide those cookies?
This is a tweet from November 21st. I have to have a hard conversation with the kids about how mommy bought Dallas Cowboys batteries and that they absolutely cannot use them on my Xbox.
Hi, this is Mike from the Redacted Files podcast, and here's a tweet from November 28th, 2019. Happy Thanksgiving!
This is Kyle from Morty's Devils, Tavern Tales, Tavern Tales Jr., Fangirls, and about 4 other projects I can't remember at the moment. And here is a tweet, one of the last, from December 3rd, of 2019. Since I didn't game last night, I spent part of the evening plotting against my players for a Blades in the Dark game in the works. I hope you've enjoyed these tweets from 2019 from @Slaypee. John, this is Kyle signing off at this point. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this rereading of your tweets from 2019 as a special gift for you, this podcast gift exchange. I'm looking forward to getting to know the John of 2020, as after reading 179 tweets and writing them out for friends and fellow podcasters, I feel I've gotten to know the 2019 John very well. I hope you have a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas.